Yo. Welcome back to the episode of Pretty Much. We're going to be talking about a lot of things, but the podcast is These Fools. You got me, Randy. To my left, you got Kyle Scott.
Kyle in the building, man.
To the right, you got this one punch man.
Yeah, 45 degree angle, sir.
Beating niggas up in wood shop. Yeah, like, it ain't nothing.
First of all, I'm going to say this.
Hold on. You don't speak, my man. Don't speak at all. Let us do the intro. Beat the star. Whatever the fuck he was doing.
I ain't gonna say no name.
You ain't gonna say no name. But he beat the shit out this nigga.
I never seen somebody punch somebody one time.
One time.
In the left side of his eye and the right side of his lip.
And none of his homos did anything.
And that's why I said he punched this man in the 45.
And he was in the band. So you know them band niggas don't know how to fight. So this nigga beat the shit out of this football player. A band member beat the fuck. Okay.
Hey,
this is our homeboy, Ira.
There you go.
My boy. Appreciate
the
you.
Sound of
this oh, yeah, we know.
Y'all kind of corny with that one, though.
Hold on. Okay.
See?
Clap. Dragon Ball sound on
it. Slow down, fam. Slow down. Okay. Pooh ain't with us. He's been a dad for once in his life. But
it's his first time being a dad, so yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you know. So,
that makes sense.
You know, white boy. So we're going to have three topics tonight. The first one, we're going to start off with, would you rather date somebody with a crazy ex or date somebody with kids? All right? So, which one y'all want to go first? With me, I never dealt with a crazy ex. And the kids, goddamn, nigga. I've dealt with women whose kids were bad as fuck. That one is just punch the shit out the kid and the mama. Like, does this nigga ever see his dad? Anyways, we're going to slow into that. I'm sorry. We're going to slow into that shit. But take it away, man.
I think both of them is a tad bit tough. Right, so like maybe when I met Keisha, I used to feel like I used to watch Isaac all the time. Like I've been knowing Isaac since he was 2, and this nigga was bad from jump.
Isaac like he 50 years old.
He's a big ass dude.
He got to a point just like you used to say. Like I'm watching him. Like what the fuck your daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Like it got bad. Like you know, at first I was thinking I'm gonna leave this shit alone.
Right,
because you know me and her. Like what actually happened was I was talking to somebody else about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she went through my phone and she seen it. So like that whole night, she was on a Facebook rant, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Me and my child come as a package deal. It was just talking out. When I woke up, I seen it and I'm like.
We get that it's a package deal. But if you want a man to come in your child's life and in your life as well.
Man, y'all knew me before I dated Keisha. It was like, I didn't know shit about no kids, but you know, my nieces and nephews, and when they get on my nerve, you can take your ass home.
True, yeah. True.
I ain't know shit about no responsibility. Until you know you place this child in my face, and I got to take care of you.
You
got
to feed the motherfucker. That's the thing. You know, we got to feed this nigga. Like, damn, he eat every day.
That's the worst
every
part.
Day he gotta eat.
Part. Okay.
She left this nigga with us one day, and her best friend was supposed to pick him up.
Oh, nigga, I know.
And this nigga woke up and didn't see her
and cried.
Oh.
Nigga, it looked like we was kidnapping him.
Yeah, see, that's
might
what I'm
saying. Well,
man,
so
listen.
Screaming, and all we was trying to do was put him in the cup.
Let me put it like this. Let's do this. It's the females with the boys who are the worst ones.
I don't know.
This is what I'm talking about. Because like with the girls, you know, that's touchy.
No, it's not.
The boy. Okay. Go ahead. Go.
All right. So, like they said, mama's boy, daughter, dad's daughter, right?
Right.
Dad's girl.
Right.
So usually, if a mom has a boy, he gonna listen to it.
Yeah, that's true.
He's not gonna break his mom's heart.
Well, he gonna listen, but he also gonna test that water to see what he can get away with.
I mean, a nigga that's gonna be a nigga.
Kids. Hold on, girls.
That's
all kids. A nigga gonna be a nigga.
Yeah, I mean, he ain't a nigga now. He's a baby. He's a little boy. You can call him a nigga.
I'm
right
sorry.
Now.
I'm sorry. The right vernacular, nigglet.
Wow. Let me write this down.
Miniature shit. Nigga, nigglet.
Wow.
Conjugating my birth. I'm sorry about that.
Shit.
Right, but yeah. When they have a daughter, you gotta understand they're more like their mom, so they click on different levels and everything. So,
like if the kid is an asshole, the mom's an asshole.
Well, you know you inherit more than just your gene. You inherit your attitude and everything too.
So you okay? So where does the character of the father come into place in this? Like how you see? Okay, you like your dad too, or is it just since you've been with your mom? your whole life, you're gonna do everything your mom doing. You're gonna be in her heels. You're gonna be wearing her heels. You're gonna have the purse on your arm.
Think about
this. You're gonna be singing fucking what are we talking about? Megan Stallion. You're gonna be singing all that shit. You're gonna be singing, busting, all that shit.
Think about this.
Nigga, I know boys who in the car. And a song comes on about love and shit, you know, like, nigga, we don't listen to this.
Oh, hey, it depends on the person. You can't just.
He's gonna be gay. I'm sorry.
I understand.
Jesus Christ.
He's gonna be gay.
It's like if I play a certain song in the car, it's a girl song. I immediately tell you, can't be hard all day.
Yes, yeah. Nigga. I'm talking about R&B songs, cool.
You gotta have some soul about you, man. You gotta have that part of you.
You do have to have that part about you.
I'm not saying phoning around with like pink boy shorts on and shit. I'm just saying, you know, it's good to have that side.
If I walk in, your ass is singing, you twirl around doing, you know, ballet and shit, I'm gonna punch you in your chest.
Well, if you walk in, it's your fault because you didn't knock first. That's your fault, bro.
Oh, I gotta knock in my house?
I mean, if I'm in your house,
fuck
why?
This
why?
Nigga.
If I'm in your house, why am I wearing pink in the first place?
That was just that nigga. Fuck him. Nigga. He don't pay no bills in this bitch, nigga.
As long as
this nigga ain't rapping mid full verse on the song, cool.
That's what I'm saying. All
right.
If he's rapping the whole verse, my wet ass pussy and shit, I'm like, hey, nigga, this is not the song you go off on.
This nigga, man, you don't like wet ass pussy.
Wait, your mic. Let me turn your shit off.
I can see he vibing with the song, but if he ain't up twerking and dancing and doing TikTok the song, it's kind of
good
like,
example.
Kind of different.
Do you remember Wu's you know? With Juice? Me and you and Rihanna Rain song came on. Remember that song? Wu was at the stop, like niggas was looking at us because this nigga was blasting that shit. They looking at us like three niggas blasting Rihanna song, and you was like, "Juice, turn this shit off." He was like, "Nah, man, this shit hit." You was like, "Turn this shit off, my nigga."
We happen to be rolling around all three of us.
Okay then.
And we trying to listen to no fucking Rihanna, nigga. Hell no.
My point.
All right, I get you, but
that's what I'm trying to get at, man. Yeah. That's what I'm getting at. But
well, thing about it is, this is off subject. I'm just saying, with three niggas in the car, we all know. You have a playlist for your niggas when you ride in the car. If a female song come on, you just lost about 30 or 40 cool points. If you don't know what cool points are, get the fuck off this podcast. Now, I'm just saying. But other than that, let's go back to the main topic.
What?
You know, women and their daughters, they click perfectly. Just the way it is.
Not all, because you got some women whose daughters, they talk back. They be like, I'll punch
what
the
age?
Shit out of
her. What age, though?
Are we...
That's them teenage kids.
There you go.
Well, I ain't had no teenage. It's been all babies. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I didn't mess with a few chicks with some teenage kids. I ain't never seen them motherfuckers. They always in a room or something.
They're doing their own thing. True. Yeah. True. You know, when they're young, they feel like, you know, you trying to take their place. They feel like you all and they cool.
So how do you address that? Do you let them know that I'm not here to take your place? I'm just here to smash your mom and just get my nut.
If it's permanent, you know, you gotta ease your way in though. You can't try to take over.
You like that on that level, yeah, I'm gonna make sure, you know, I got you.
You gotta be comfortable with it.
So you gotta take care of this kid too.
It's two way street.
Man, fuck that kid. That's all I feel. I'm just here to fuck your mom. Let's keep it moving.
How about this? I mean, that's the whole thing. Like, don't go in there saying hey to the, you know, kids and being all nice and bring them.
You gotta get your foot in the door. So get your foot in the door. Like, hey, I got some candy for you. Out.
Well, if your foot in the door, that means one of them kids gonna grab your foot. What's gonna happen?
I'm gonna fucking kick the shit out of the motherfucker.
The baby threw up on me. You know, I like putting clothes on.
I would throw the damn baby on. I respect you.
Nah, that shit drove the fuck out.
That's how I'm getting there with that. So, you wouldn't date somebody with a crazy ex?
You ain't got a choice in the matter.
Like I said,
all exes are crazy. You don't have a choice in the matter. Yeah. It just depends on the woman, because some women, all the exes crazy. I feel
like, is it because they still in love or what?
Niggas is crazy. Women is crazy.
Yeah. Like, go two ways.
Sometimes niggas just be crazy with her. He won't say no shit to you.
I feel you.
Over the phone, you know, a nigga, a warrior, and all that shit. I ain't even no gangster ass nigga. Man.
Yeah.
Niggas been sent many threats over there, old lady. They gonna do this, do that. I did have one person pull up on me, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Popped out the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
He swung. We had a little tussle.
I got you.
Another nigga jumped out the bushes. You know, I ain't one of them jumping. I bagged.
I about to say, you got drunk?
No. That's send me up to the crib too. You know what I'm saying?
Don't even. This nigga ain't gonna do shit.
Listen, man. When he came to the
stairs, are you 16? You know, don't fight. King fight.
His 6'4" ass scared.
Intimidation.
Okay, 6'4".
All
right, so they started running. But like, I went in there and woke my brother up. You know, he.
Yeah, that nigga gonna kill him right there.
All right, I know we all hopped in the car. The nigga called me. What the hell, man? She called me crying, telling me he was laying on the vehicle and shit. But long story short, that was it. You know, me and my little Tulsa. But I, my brother told me to keep fucking her. You know what I'm saying?
You know your brother.
It was nothing. You know what I'm saying? That shit happened, and that was years ago. And I really feel like I could hit her right now if I, you know, really apply myself.
But is it worth it though? Like to go through all that shit again?
Fuck him.
So, I guess we're gonna have to just pull up. Like, we gotta fight for you, man. Nigga.
It ain't about fighting for me. If I called you or if I called him, guess where y'all gonna be?
We're gonna be there with you. All right. There you go. We're gonna be there with you. Nigga.
Behind this shit.
Like, just, I just need to know where you at. I just need to know where you at. I'm pulling up right there. I'm not even gonna ask what happened. All right, who you got? You got him? I got him. Let's go.
That's what I'm saying. So, like I said, it's really a toss up for me. I've been on both sides.
I dealt with the kids and stuff like that.
I've been on both sides, but one of those sides you really can't even choose because sometimes they can be cool and everything, and they have a crazy ex, and they won't tell you shit about it.
Okay. Well,
so
I got you.
You know, it is what it is. Sometimes you just take the good with the bad.
Each time they wasn't crazy with me, they was crazy with her. You know, I mean, me and him had a little scuffle or whatever, but they talk shit to her. Oh, I whoop that nigga, do this, do that, pretty boy, fake ass nigga. When they see me, it's, oh, hey, you know, what's up, man? I ain't seen you in, you know.
True nature shows. That's all there is to it. You know?
Bitch ass niggas.
I'm not even that guy like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and Poopy talk about this shit. Somebody say, I'm finna go get Kyle. I'm finna go get David.
I'm with you.
I'm finna go get Randy.
I'm with you.
I'm finna go get Ira.
Yeah.
Who finna be scared of the man?
We a bunch of white boys.
Hey, this is how I get my job, my nigga. They see white man or walking. What the fuck this nigga doing?
You
the
a
fuck?
Tall black nigga. Did you just kill somebody? No, I did not. My name is Ira. I'm sorry. What's your name, Eugene? Oh, come on, yeah, you're just fine. Come on in. Really? I know my name, Eugene. You gotta suck.
I just realized we got some white boy names. I just realized this shit. Cal, Randy, Ira. What the fuck?
You can do four names and we just fuck.
That's what I'm
saying. Legit. If you do four names, we are fucked.
God damn, my whole name.
I'm gonna go get my friend. The nigga say, hey, stay right here. I'm gonna go get Kyle.
You can be like, who?
Until we show up and get something different.
I'm gonna go get Randy.
That motherfucker went to Washington.
I'm going to get David.
Yeah, they went to Washington. Yeah.
His name is Iroh. Is he Catholic? Is he a Catholic school?
Wow. Okay. All right, since we on that type of friendship, that's going to be the next topic we're going to dive in. How y'all feel about friendships, and what does that mean to you guys?
It's a high standard behind that. I mean, yeah, I already had one situation where, you know what I'm saying, we fell out about. The nigga really brickwalled me in school. I remember that shit like it was yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I brickwalled him in school, too. He knows why. Dated this person for, what, a week? I said, fuck you, nigga. I don't even know who the fuck you.
I mean, that's the only
so
time.
So apparently, this whole visit was a trap. So I'm not sure what's going on here.
It ain't a trap. Saying, me and you only fell out one time, and ain't no other time that I can say. You know what I'm saying?
And
me and him that had.
I know we're talking about this.
Me and you ain't never had no issue.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but there was bullshit. I was in the moment. You already understand it.
Man, that was bullshit on mine.
He admitted that he was an ancient nigga. Okay.
I mean, everybody.
You
play this fuck up.
Wow.
You can play this fuck up.
Like, I'm. Any one of my friends, and can't nobody say I never backdoed them or did no whole shit like that. True. So I hold it to a high standard of saying, yo, you my friend like that.
Well, I take it as, you know, you don't fuck over me, I ain't gonna fuck over you. You know, it's like, I mean, I'm gonna be there for you.
That shit ain't gonna cross my mind if I fuck with you like that, you know what I'm
but
saying?
But the thing is, I don't even see us as friends. We more like brothers
now,
right
now.
Right
now, man.
You know? Right. We each help, you know, each other move for importance upstairs, niggas, not downstairs. Everybody's been upstairs.
Don't be no hope.
Nigga.
Oof. We have horrible taste in the apartment. First of all, yes, dude. Actually, everybody stays the fuck upstairs. And, you know, age don't go backwards, homie.
You got to be a real friend to help somebody move their shit upstairs, like refrigerator, couch, beds. Like, nigga.
Hey, think about this, though.
And you don't get paid for this shit?
No matter who comes to move, everybody knows how to work with everybody.
Yeah, but, I mean, I can't, you know, pizza and the pussy. No, nigga. What the fuck? I'm doing this shit for free. Nigga, yes. Like, hey, I just 2 minutes. Give me, that's all I need.
This is beyond me. I'm sorry. I don't
know. I'm just saying. All right, might help you move down. Say, nigga, you gonna pay us or you gonna feed us? You know, I asked that question.
I mean, I could be a both, but you didn't say anything about vagina and then.
Well, you know, he was there, so I didn't want her to be getting you
vagina.
Beyond.
I helped this nigga. He gave me a case of energy.
Oh yeah.
Oh, friend.
And some nigga, like, you ain't gonna diss my company, bitch. we ain't gonna get into that,
sir.
I didn't get anything,
sir.
Are we recording right now?
Yes, we recording.
Dude. I didn't get anything for helping him move.
This shit was.
I didn't help him move this time though, so I really can't say shit. My bad. Sorry, Randy. My bad.
Nigga had his shit in like duffel bags.
Duffel bags.
Or some shit.
And y'all call me the mercenary. Legit.
Trash bag and all, my nigga.
I guess.
Yeah, I hold this shit to a very high standard. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like. Ain't gonna be no bullshit, you know. If I come holler at you about any situation, not behind no women, not behind no bullshit, no money.
Why would it?
Nothing
be?
Like that.
The whole point is, drops the mic. All right. The whole point is, we've been there since the start, so we gonna be there until one of the drops. So I'll just do it.
Most of my friends is definitely elementary and junior high.
How you met our
junior high? Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
What most of us met.
Like the first impression of this nigga. Like, what do you think?
Cool. I mean, to take it back.
Nigga, Ira was a nerd. That's the boss. I'm gonna get to meet him.
He said it was like it's still going on.
Red ain't fuck with us like that. You know what I'm saying? This nigga was at my house. You know what I'm saying? We was out there fresh. You got served moves on the block.
Oh my God.
What was it? Tickets?
Yeah. Tadre bucket.
Listen.
Old school type shit.
But
I'm at his mom's house, you know what I'm saying? With prom, all that shit.
Hell yeah. Parents said, actually, my parents said it's about all y'all. Legit.
Yo, mean ass dad, nigga. That, okay.
It's
gonna be.
It's just like who dad say all the time. He don't fuck with you, something wrong.
Yeah,
true.
Legit.
He don't make no jokes with you, something wrong.
So, how I met Ira was. T, as was at T house when he was playing the game. I walked in like, who the fuck this nigga is? He's like, it's Ira.
Who are you?
I was just like, who the fuck? So the second time, I don't think I remember this. I walked in, you know, AK was in there, T was in there, Ira was in there, and T the brothers in there. So AK asked me this question. Again, I was like 14, 15, so don't judge me. He was like, Randy, you fucking? I was like, you know, I'm lying. Like, you know, yeah, man. I don't know if you remember this, but it was like, so what the inside of a pussy feels like? Is it warm, hot, or cold? I was like, shit, cold? That's death. I said,
Jesus, man.
I said, hot, nigga? He was like, hot? Nigga. Who you fucking? And I was like, oh, this nigga. They should find out my fucking version.
He went through her phone. She tells me, nigga, she gonna suck his dick and all that. So he hot, he outside yelling, fussing, fussing, fussing. So, you know, me and Keisha got the door open. She listening. And she like, ooh, you know, every time she says something. So, you know, I'm on the phone at work too. You know, he said, so I'm gonna go on break. I'm about to get in the shower. Like, right before I walk off, the nigga say, oh, you told me I burned you in problems from the internet. Nigga, I like the past.
Before. Oh.
Hey, like, I would have closed the door and everything. Hold on, bro.
You don't say the head shit,
he should have beat her the fuck up right
now.
Oh, fuck.
Nigga.
Soon as you said hot, the shit just played in my head, though. Oh, shit, fuck me up, bro.
You found your chick cheating.
Oh, my God. She said something like that.
She was killing his ex, though. Like, apparently, he ain't got no job.
Oh, like, well, okay.
You ain't got no income anyway. He was hurt. That's a low blow.
Nigga, this is a low blow. She cheating on you, nigga.
Hey, that's fucked up. My bad.
That's a blow.
We're talking about kicking him when he was down. Like, goddamn.
But obviously, he fucking out too good. You know what I'm saying? If y'all fucking with each other.
Hell yeah.
Nigga. He said.
Anyway.
All right. Met me. How you met Cal?
Pretty much I met Cal in junior high. Look, I meet you through
I want to say Pedro, man.
He was either.
Fuck Pedro.
What is with you and Pedro?
That nigga a bitch.
Oh,
tell him the story. What happened?
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened. I just wasn't chilling with him every day like I was fucking with Pedro.
You Pedro, right?
Yeah.
What was Mexican, his mom, Indian?
Too. Yeah.
Arab. What the fuck that nigga was?
German.
Yeah, German.
Okay, German mixed with what?
Half
a pit bull?
Okay. It's a lot of deep seated hate there. I need you to talk about this, buddy.
I'm cool. It's just the whole
every fucking time.
Man, listen. And Pedro thought he was part of the clique, and he thought he was cool with everything. Nigga, fuck with your bitch ass. All
right, that's
next topic. Let's go. All right.
So
that's how I met Kyle doing junior high.
Go ahead, man.
The next one we're gonna talk about is being a dad and how it changed y'all. Like when you find out, like you didn't pull out quick enough, and he was like, fuck.
Wait, that's not the first.
I didn't say fuck like that until I found out I was having a little girl. Like, shit really fucked me up.
So, you was excited to be a dad?
Yeah, of course.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
It's a blessing, man.
It's really a good feeling, man. I'm telling you, like, it'd be the smallest shit that'll set you off. Like, I go pick my little girl up from daycare.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as soon as she see me, she hauling that. Whole flat. You know, I got my mask on, standing there like.
Smile, do it to you, man.
And then, you know, I just catch her, you know. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even my little boy now, like, he getting to the point where if I walk by and he see me and we lock eyes, I got to pick you up.
You know?
Or it's going to be some trouble.
Shit's crazy, man.
But yeah, for me, it's just like shit. It's a sense of responsibility, too. I'm at a point where it's whatever for the kids, you know.
Yeah. Well, still fuck them kids, but I agree with you.
Wholeheartedly.
I agree with you. All right.
Well, I know how I was before I had a kid. I was a cold asshole, you know.
At one point, I thought.
I died down a little bit.
And who I?
Yeah, man. She blessed me, man. She showed me a lot about life, you know. I learned from her more than, you know, she learned from me.
But were you excited about it?
Hell yeah, I was excited about it. Like, the first
why?
Time I was.
What the fuck is wrong with you niggas?
What you mean, man? What? I was spending time with her every day, Jim. Yeah. Picking with her every day.
When I first heard that I was bringing a kid to the world, I was scared. Like, I was fucking terrified.
Yeah, everybody.
I realized at the age that I was how much shit I already went through.
Mm-hmm.
So, and shit now, it's a whole lot worse, man. You know?
Yeah.
But, nah, man. Love her to death, man. Do anything for her. I'm like Cal, man. Like Cal has been there. Like he understands. Mm-hmm. You've been there. Right. You understand. Like we all.
He got three boys.
And dude, and all people, man. Like we've been watching you be a dad for this fucking long, man.
1672,
dude. Like
BC motherfucker.
I have never known anybody to give Moses father advice, man. It's crazy, man. It's real shit. I mean, hey, you learn from this.
He's about to be 12, honey. Nigga, when I found out, I was scared as fuck, and I was really kind of happy, but I was more worried about how I'm gonna take care of this kid.
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna have to teach him shit that I wasn't taught, then teach him some shit I just learned.
Hey, I feel like that's the easy part though, because you know what was missing from your life, right?
True, yeah. It is.
You know exactly what was missing. I ain't had no daddy to come watch me play no football.
I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying? My dad died when I was 15, right? He was there, but he wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? I ain't know that shit until I grew up and realized, okay, damn, you know, it was my mom.
Right.
But not knocking my dad because he's around when he was around, but shit, 15, you know, I don't know shit about shit.
Right.
Who gonna give me these condoms? Who gonna show me what the fuck I'm supposed to be doing? I'm learning this shit with porn and what else?
Yeah, homeboys lying.
You feel me?
Lying to me about fucking.
Like, I feel like I just seen my mama suffer through some shit, so true. I know what I need to provide for these kids and what to do for Keisha at the same time, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's how I was with my boys. It's just, I was like, I never was taught how to be a man. So as I'm learning to be a man, I'm coming back like, I'm going to teach this little nigga how to be a man. And see, okay, let me put it like this. In everybody's eyes, it seemed like I'm hard on them. But when we just me and them, one-on-one or whatever, it's serious talk.
I mean,
it's letting them know, like, look, your dad going to be...
But like, from the outside,
fuck the outside, nigga.
What you mean?
As long as the inside good, fuck the outside.
Everybody see the outside.
I mean, think about this, though. If he that way with him, they'll be able to handle anything that come at them after. Because, like, can't nobody say shit worse than your dad said.
I mean, but true. I see it, and the first thing that I see, the first thing that hit my mind is,
this
nigga out of here.
Okay, yes, I cussed at them, all that shit. But still, they know. I tell them every time, like, you know your dad loves you, man.
Name one person now in 2021 who don't cuss at their kid on a daily basis.
True. Yeah, you be surprised.
You ain't enjoying life. Fuck that shit.
I'm just saying.
I think a lot of parents now are trying to be their kids' friend. I tell my mom all the time, I'm glad you was hard on me like you would. I used to hate the shit.
Like everybody hate this shit.
It kept me out of a lot of shit.
I understand a lot of shit because of that, though.
Yeah. It was some shit people offered for me to do, and I'm like,
I was gonna say,
you know what I'm saying? Hell
no.
I was raising my hand like, I've never been in jail, but then I forgot about y'all, nigga.
No. Eat a dick, nigga. Eat a dick.
I forgot about y'all niggas being in jail. My bad.
When I tell you I got pulled over for a ticket that I paid, and they went back and said, you know what? You fit the description. Oh, okay. You know what? I guess I'm going, hey, dad, come get your truck. We good. No. Don't even worry about it.
It was a traffic ticket. The nigga said, I've been looking for you since
2010. What year was this?
It was like,
want to
say
2011.
Evasion. Nigga, the jackpot on your ass. Like, yes, Ray's coming, nigga.
That nigga
sent
me
on
me to come get him so bad. He was just on the phone. Like,
he was in some pussy
or some shit? We was just at the house chilling. I live near Western World.
Man, so, nigga,
I
was
scooping and they pulled me over right over there on Jackson. Oh, where that four-way is, mm-hmm. and church and shit. Mm-hmm. I pulled in a little parking lot, you know. I put my license and shit on the car. He told me what I was doing in my inspection sticker was out. Yeah. So I'm reaching for my license. He said it's slide. He said, you got a warrant out. We had a warrant out since 2010. You know, we're going to have to arrest you. I put in the cuffs on me. And Simeon jumped out the car. I said, the fuck did he do? So I'm like, damn.
Oh my God.
He put me in the back of that bitch and I was sick.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie, I was back there fighting back tears, man.
I remember that day because they see me hitting me like, hey man, we need bail cow. I'm like, what the fuck is this
thing
bail about?
Hey, the funny
thing. I said, how much is it? I don't know. Nigga, come back and let me know.
Shit funny now, but back then I was fucked up. As soon as they walked me in, I seen the nigga I know, and the first thing he said was, I was hurt. My homeboys in that bitch talking about, don't be scared. This is like Thursday. Nigga, they had a fight in the cafeteria. And the nigga came and sat by me and he had his shit like tied around his waist. This nigga was swollen as fuck, dude. And nigga was in there looking like, what you doing? I cut a nigga head off. Nigga, my mama had called like, damn near as soon as I walked through the door. It was, man, this shit, it was fucked up.
You know, he don't pay right. When he bailed, okay, nigga, how much is the bun? I don't know. Nigga, what the fuck?
I hadn't even got to a bun. They just had me.
They just took him. I was like, damn.
They ain't even take me in the back. And by the time I
did, he ain't driving a car, did he? Somebody had to come back and get that. He left his cow's car. Somebody had to come back and get it.
Okay. Did he might have a license?
Well, I don't think he did.
Look, man, if he didn't, I understand.
60 hot six, man.
All right, bet. All right, so I went to jail because I was coming home from Walmart on my lunch, and a cop was in front of me.
Wait, you was on your job?
Nigga, let me say what I got to say, motherfucker. All right.
It was working.
It's been a long time, so I finally can say this shit. So he decided to kind of pause his brakes, and, you know, I kind of crept up on him a little bit. So, you know, boom, I hit a right, go to the crib. I pull into my driveway. I heard beep. I said, bitch, I'm finna go to jail.
No.
Legit. He got out the car and said, hey, you was following me kind of close back there. I said, oh.
Hey, you
should have
told him I'm parking my driveway. You know, he couldn't do shit.
No, I couldn't do shit, apparently. I went to jail that night.
Well,
and I was there all night. My dad gave me that look the whole ride home.
Like,
legit.
We gotta cut it out, man. This is the episode of podcast.